Moving swiftly on, we have motion 4 on fossil fuel divestment, and this is from the Young Greens, and George is going to propose.
Yes, I am. It's kind of a long motion, but it's pretty simple in that the first bit is just kind of showing the support that is already existent in the UK for the fossil fuel divestment movement. Most of these have happened, I think all of them have happened in the last 6 months, and even in the few weeks since I submitted this motion, the University of London, SOAS, has committed to freezing their fossil fuel investments in the future, and the London Assembly has voted to divest from fossil fuels. So this is something that's gaining support very quickly across the UK and across the world. A lot of universities in America are committed to it. And Oslo City has recently committed to divesting. What it means is that basically when people have investment portfolios, they're investing in lots and lots of different companies. And at the minute, most investment portfolios include investments in fossil fuel extraction companies, such as BP, Shell, anyone that's making money off fossil fuel extraction. And most institutions have investments in those things. So across the UK, universities and colleges have £5.2 billion invested in fossil fuel extraction. And councils and all that kind of thing, they all have money invested in it, unless they're committing to not investing in it. Divestment campaigns don't directly harm the companies in that the investments are bought then by other people, so they're not losing money. But what it does do is it stigmatizes making money off fossil fuel extraction, and I think that's something that we need to do. It's something that was successful when people boycotted investments for South Africa during apartheid, and it's been very important to have ethical investments in terms of not investing in arms and not investing in slavery, all that kind of thing. So this is another thing. This is saying that it's unethical to profit off the destruction of our planet. It also financially makes sense in that investments are meant to be long-term things. You're meant to make money off them in the distant future, and that's how it works. So when your company is not going to actually have anything to do in 50 years, how are you going to make money off it? It's not even short-term goals. It just doesn't really make sense. And recently, with the markets fluctuating so much, especially the oil market, there's a financial argument to be made that actually we need to be investing in more stable things and more sustainable things. This doesn't directly say that they have to invest in renewable energies. Obviously, that would be lovely. But it just says that fossil fuels are not the thing to be investing in. It doesn't make sense financially. It's unethical. And especially for universities and colleges, which is why we named Queen's, it's irresponsible in terms of providing role models for the future for so many institutions across Northern Ireland who are saying that they're committed to recycling and that kind of thing. Why do they then have millions of pounds invested in destroying the planet? So I hope that you'll support it.
Thank you very much, Georgia. Would anyone like to speak for or against the motion? No? Does anyone have any questions for Georgia? Yep, Paul? Okay, so that question, just wanted to know why Queen's University in particular was chosen for this motion and not other institutes. Sorry, and Cormac, did you have one? I'll I'll meet with Kenny tomorrow and ask him to check our stocks. Okay, well, I've just been informed that we are with the Co-op Bank, so which is the ethical bank, apparently. So hopefully that answers that question. Anyone else got a quick question? Yep.
That's again not a question, but a very short remark. By the way, The Guardian is right now running a huge social media campaign invoking the divestment by Bill and Melinda Gates. So I'm just reminding everyone that it's there and that you should sign it. Thank you.
No, that's a very good point. It is something that's certainly in the media at the moment. George, would you like to answer the question?
Yeah, as you can see, it does say all like institutions and organisations in Northern Ireland. The reason that I named Queen's particularly is that there is a campaign at Queen's that started and that is kind of starting to make movements. We've put in a freedom of information request to Queen's and they came back and said that they didn't know where their money was invested, so they couldn't tell us how much was in fossil fuel extraction. So at the minute, there is a campaign there, and I think showing particular support for that campaign is important. And just a reminder, I have my petition over there for the Queen's divestment, so if anyone wants to sign that as well. But yeah, this is a call to, as you can see, Oxford Council divested and London Assembly has divested. So this is a call for all institutions to divest, not just universities, but obviously, if Queen's is the one that's being targeted at the minute, then it makes sense to try and follow that up. So.
Okay, thank you, Georgia. So at this stage, we go to a vote. Can I have a show of hands for all those in favour? And all those against? And any abstentions? Okay, that's carried. Congratulations.